Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. It's that time again that we get the update from the chamber. The chamber leader herself joins us, executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber. We have Emily Bivens joining us. Emily?
Thanks, Warren.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking some time again. Excited to chat with you. Our final chat of 2019.
Ooh,
but we'll have you. I know. I can't believe we're heading into the, what do they call that? The something 20s. Not the dirty 30s, but the,
terrific 20s? I don't know.
I like that. I like that way better. Anyway, our last chamber chat of 2019, but we've got some things to get through, Emily, as far as the chamber goes. We want to point out trainings are still available and they can find information about those, right?
Yes, they're all online now. We've set our business training schedule all the way through March of 2020. So in January here, we have two trainings. We have a management essentials training that will be on January 15th. And we have a Microsoft Excel Level 1 training. And that'll be January 22nd. And you can find those at jamestownchamber.com. You just click on the event calendar and you can register right online, pay online and everything. Sure. We partner with TrainND and JSDC to bring these trainings to you at a little lower cost than if you would have to travel for them. So it's a really good benefit to our community. And of course, there's discounts for chamber members.
There you go. That's a benefit of being a chamber member. But they don't do this just to put these on. They want to make sure that those in our community have the tools to better themselves in our community and their business. So look at the trainings online, like Emily said, at jamestownchamber.com. And now this was really exciting. Recently announced, Emily, the Ag Energy Committee announced a bunch of different a panel that they're going to be bringing to the 2020 Winter Ag and Construction Expo.
Yes, very exciting. The topic is trades and tariffs, which is always a topic, it seems, these days in the agricultural industry. But our Ag Energy Committee has invited several panelists, and we have commitments from the North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Goring will be there. Also, the North Dakota Farmers Union President Mark Watney, the Soybean Growers Association Executive Director Nancy Johnson, and the North Dakota Stockmen's Association Director Julie Ellingson will all be there. So we'll have four very good panelists. And then, of course, it'll be open to the public at the Winter Ag Construction Expo. It's free. It's open to the public. So you can come and listen or ask questions. And it should be a very good discussion. And I think it's something that's on all of our local farmers and anybody in the ag industry. It's something that's on their mind and always on their mind. And it's always an ongoing conversation. So
100%.
It'll be a really, really fun event and a really informative event.
Very good. And that's going to be during the Winter Ag and Construction Expo, January 16th and 17th in Jamestown at the Jamestown Civic Center.
And it's on January 16th of the show, and it's at 10:30 a.m.
Perfect. Thank you for that. Yeah. So if that committee, the trades and tariffs, like Emily said, if that interests you, again, free and open, get there and hear more from the people who are involved in all of this. It's a, like you said, very important topic. Emily Bivens is the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director. So we've talked trainings. We've talked about the Ag Energy Committee's Trades and Tariffs Committee that they're putting together for the Ag and Construction Expo. But now we get a big one to talk about, Emily. Well, again, looking forward to 2020. That annual banquet returns. There's been a lot of buzz about it coming back. Just a wonderful evening for recognition and just to celebrate Jamestown.
Yes, it's a super fun event. Our theme this year is the Chamber is a Safe Bet. So a little play on the casino theme. So that should be really fun. It'll be January 23rd up at the Harold Newman Arena. And we're starting with a social hour at 5:30, and then dinner will follow at 6:30, and then the awards will follow that. So we give away the four big community awards, and we also give away some beautification awards. Our beautification committee gives away an award for the best new landscaping, for the continuing beautification, and for a spot of beauty. And then those four big community awards are the Young Professional of the Year, the Business of the Year, the Above and Beyond Award winner, and then, of course, the Citizen of the Year.
Awesome. So, yeah, big, big awards. All of them mean a lot to the community and to those who receive them. But Emily, we do want to kind of bring it to, you know, why the theme was picked, why the chamber is a safe bet. I mean, obviously very fun and you know, talking about gambling and everything. Because but the chamber made a decision on that for a reason, right?
Yeah, the chamber really isn't a gamble. I mean, you know you're going to get these really great benefits. Even if you aren't a chamber member, you probably don't really know, but you get benefits from the chamber. Absolutely. We provide all different kinds of resources for our community. And so being a member, obviously, you can take advantage of a lot more of those resources and just the partnerships in our community and the networking. Once you're a member of the chamber, you automatically get to be a part of this really great network of businesses and individuals. And so, it's just a really smart business decision. And a lot of our area businesses agree, obviously, over 300 of them. So, we just decided that that was a really, you know, it is a fun theme, but it really is a safe bet for you and your business.
I love it. It's a really good idea because when you are in a fight, you're in a ring, you're starting up a business, so you're like, I don't know what to do. The chamber is going to be in your corner if you join up
absolutely,
with them. So,
absolutely.
It is a safe bet. You're not taking a gamble if you join the chamber, so consider that. But we want people to get their tickets for the annual banquet because there is a limited amount for this, right?
Yes. Tickets are on sale right now. They're $40 a piece. After January 15th, the cost goes up to $50. So get those early. There is limited seating. So you want to get those as soon as you can. Like I said, it's January 23rd.
And new location this year, too. I want to point that out.
Yeah, new location up at the Harold Newman Arena. And I was just in the space yesterday. It was really fun to think about the event in that space. So it'll be something new, something fresh, and we're just excited.
We're very, very excited. Get your tickets for the annual banquet. Again, the chamber is a safe bet. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Cyril and I, again, will be hosting. We're excited about that.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem. We're very excited. Hopefully we can outdo ourselves from last year.
Don't hurt yourselves.
We're our biggest competition right now. Yeah, don't hurt ourselves. The only thing hurt is going to be our pride, probably. But we're excited about that annual banquet again, January 23rd in Jamestown. Get your tickets. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Raffle items, supporting local business and everything like that. Emily, anybody has questions? I know we're getting down to the holidays as well. So
I did want to mention with the holidays, the chamber offices and also the motor vehicle department here in Jamestown, we will be closed on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and then we will also be closed on New Year's Day. Okay. But if you have any questions, you need to get hold of the chamber, you can call us at 701-252-4830. You can check out our website, jamestownchamber.com. You can email me, director@jamestownchamber.com. Or you can stop down and see us. We're located at 122nd Street Southeast in downtown Jamestown.
There it is. Emily, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next year, right?
Yes. Thanks, Warren.